You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of covering this event. You know, and every year, our next guest is one of those guys who I really, I think he's one of the good dudes in the industry. I always enjoy our conversation, always learn a lot. One of my favorite moments of this event every year.
Actual, genuine friend of Water Online Radio. Really is good to see you again.
Hey, you guys too.
Say hello to Dan Shaver. He's the Business Development Manager with Equionics. Dan, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. It's nice to be here.
You know, it's always good to see you. Our audience is certainly familiar with you, but take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about Equionics. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Yeah, so Equionics is, you know, we've been in the UV industry for 30 years. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary in the business. So
congratulations.
We've been around a long time. One of the things that you'll notice different about Equionics in the last, you know, number of months really has been our focus on innovation around new technology and new products. And that's really where, you know, UV LEDs fit into the picture. So, you know, breaking off from just providing conventional mercury UV systems to the industry, but really getting into more of the technology development part of the business, new products, new technology, new applications. So it's an exciting time at Equionics. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got my cynics hat out, Dan. Okay. So more fair warning here, but LED versus a mercury-based lamp, so what?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those technologies that has been... It's been on the horizon for a long time, and everyone says, you know, UV LEDs are coming, and, you know, they're 5 years out, but they've been saying they've been 5 years out for 5 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're here saying that, you know, LEDs are here. They're a real product. You know, we've got them in our booth. We're selling them. We've got customers today. It's the kind of technology that, you know, is really a game changer. It's something that is uncovering new applications. We're finding new uses for UV that didn't exist before. And it's just an exciting time to be with a company that really saw that first step of commercializing new technology and said, let's go for it. And here we are, and it's working out great.
Well, the differences between the two, one could look at it as a real roadblock and a real challenge, but I think you guys see it as a real opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because there's probably a lot of mercury-based out there. So walk us through the opportunities there.
Yeah, you know, one of the misconceptions is that when customers and when anyone in the industry looks at UV LEDs and they say, you know, well, there's no way it's going to work because LEDs won't replace mercury lamps in terms of performance. And you know, that's true today. But what we actually see as an opportunity is the ability for UV LEDs to create new markets. So looking at customers who may have not considered UV in the past because of some of the limitations of mercury technology and mercury lamps. So customers that look at UV LEDs look at the key benefits of UV LEDs and say, well, now I can consider UV as a viable treatment option where maybe I couldn't have before. So we see that as an opportunity. We're not out to try to do a one-for-one swap of, you know, a mercury system for a UV LED system. I think we're years away from that ever happening, but certainly is an opportunity today, and that's why we're here with the new technology.
Hmm. Well, Dan, give us an example of one of these new applications that the LED makes possible.
Yeah, so, you know, you look at something as simple as in the food and beverage space. That's one area that we've really seen UV LEDs as a great opportunity. So you look at any type of process where there is a batch process, where you're not looking at a continuous UV disinfection. Mm-hmm. You might be disinfecting a small quantity of water. So you look at, like, you know, ice makers and fountain machines and things like that, where you've got very small uses, but it's kind of an on-off function that you can't do with mercury lamps. So with mercury technology, you can't have that on-off functionality, but UV LEDs, you can power cycle those as many times as you want, and it doesn't affect the output or the duration of the UV LED. So things like that, where a customer like that may not have looked at UV before. But when we explain how UV LEDs work, they say, wow, that's a perfect fit. And those are the kind of customers that we're looking for and the kind that we're talking to today.
Yeah, that's one of those obvious things, Todd. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that. Now you explain it. It's like the slap on the forehead, of course.
Absolutely.
What an obvious thing.
Yeah. But what is the timetable on that, Dan? I mean, is it the next couple of years?
For the application I just talked about, it's here today.
Okay.
I mean, it's happening, right? And these are the kinds of customers that we're talking to today. So the technology, you know, people will look at it and say it does have a long way to go, and I agree, but it's also here right now, and we're using it today because, you know, one of the reasons why Aquionics took this opportunity to develop and commercialize the technologies because we know it works. You know, we're not strangers to the science behind UV, but the development work that we've put into UV LEDs has allowed us to combine those two to really, you know, bring a product to market, make it successful. So it's here now.
Aquionics is always pushing the edge of the envelope a little bit. What's next? What's next after LED technologically?
We get those questions, and you know, I'll say that there are a lot of cool technologies out there, and I've been in this industry for just over 5 years and seen a lot of neat technologies. And I'd say one of the nice things about working in an environment that is focused on the innovation of new technologies, we've always kind of got our finger on the pulse of different technologies to say what's next. And there's always new stuff coming out. You know, I don't know specifics about what's coming out, you know, what as far as the applications and specific technology, but there are a lot of neat things on the horizon. And I think that it would be, you know, to look at, you know, where a company is going, it's nice to be part of an environment that says, you know, there are new things coming down the road and down the pipe. And I'm confident that those things will happen. And I've been doing this for 5 years and seen new things come too. So I'm sure that'll continue.
Now, I trust that Aquionics is exhibiting here at the show?
We are, yes. Yep.
And one of the goals is to begin to build awareness and education around this UV LED,
yeah? Absolutely, right?
And what are you anticipating the reaction is going to be? It's early in the show yet, but what kind of feedback are you getting so far?
It is, yeah. You know, very good, very good. You know, people like to see, I think when people come to shows and they look at the exhibitors that have been doing this a long time, like Aquionics, I think that one of the key things people look for is, you know, what's new with the company, and when you come to these shows, I think it's almost to the point where you know you look at the volume of people walking through here to
well,
get someone
all, they're here also you.
Thanks. Tom. Yeah. to come to a show and go to a booth and not see something new is almost a bit of a disappointment, right? I think people there's so much ground to cover. You want to stop at the cool stuff. You want to stop and see what's new. So, you know, the response has been great. This is really, you know, when we looked at launching UV LED technology, that was kind of around the fall of last year. So some of the fall shows got to see the first taste of it, but it's only grown since then. And the response in the market has been fantastic. So I'm really optimistic about what this week will hold because it was great before. And now that the message is out there and we've done a lot of marketing around it, I think that the response is going to be just even better here.
Dan, we've talked about this technology, UV LED, and several applications for it. Talk a little bit about the financial implications. How much money is there to be saved?
Yeah, and you know, in a time when energy consumption gets a lot of attention, right, for cost savings, and you look at the low power required by UV LEDs, and the ability to do that batch processing where you might not have to run, you know, a large scale, you know, high volume mercury lamp system for a continuous period of time. You know, there will be dollars to be saved just because of that feature alone of UV LEDs.
Just the energy.
Yeah, just the energy consumption. So I think that's one of the things that really draws customers to, you know, there are a lot of things that draw customers to UV LEDs, but I'd say that that's one of the key components is the potential for energy savings and the low power consumption. So certainly, yeah.
What about, I mean, as you said, Aquionics is always known with something new. What should we be looking forward to the next couple of years?
I think further development of UV LEDs, you know, the more we get into this, the more we see applications where we say, you know, that's a perfect fit for UV LEDs, and that could yield a new product, right? So we've got the core technology down, and we know that that works, and we're talking to people about it. But one of the beautiful things about UV LEDs is we're not stuck with one product SKU to sell, right? This is a very, very customizable technology, something that can be adapted to almost any operating environment, and it's great. It's you know, so I think that it will, you know, spawn new products, and we'll see that in the next couple of years.
So it's still a wide open frontier. I mean, there's still a lot of possibilities that we haven't even uncovered yet.
Absolutely, and you know what? That's what makes this job so cool is you get to see those things and to be at the front of it to look at a new application and say, you know, customer says, well, do you think you could fit it to this, or do you think it could treat this flow or this intensity or this wavelength? And the answer is yes to all of those, and it just uncovers new applications and new products, and it's really cool to see.
Take a couple steps back and just look at the UV industry in general. What do you see coming?
Yeah, one of the things that we've seen with UV LEDs is that, you know, this folk I mentioned before about the energy consumption. So a lot of new technology today in any industry really tries to take advantage of anything that has an environmental or an economical impact, right? In a positive way. So Looking at the mercury-free aspect of UV LEDs, that's a big one, and the low power consumption. So those kinds of things in the UV industry go over very well because it is an opportunity for us as UV disinfection providers to talk about those benefits. And it really hits home with people because they like the environmental impact of, you know, taking mercury out of the process.
Right.
And they like the how it affects their bottom line with the energy consumption.
So, all right. Yeah. Well, Dan, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Aquionix?
Yeah, you can go to aquionix.com, and the brand that I represent with the UV LEDs is the Pearl brand, and that's what we're here exhibiting as part of the Aquionix booth. We're in booth 1752 if you want to come by and check out the technology. Lots of great stuff to talk about.
Todd, we have to add that to the list of all the amazing stuff we got to keep an eye on.
I already added it to the list.
All right, Dan Shaver, Business Development Manager with Aquionix. Dan, as always, my friend, good to see you. Thanks for stopping
by. Very
good.
Thanks,
guys.
Good
to see you, Dan.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from Ace 14. We'll be right back.